May God add his blessing to the reading of this word.
Amen. I wonder how many of us have ever been in a wrestling match of some sort. I never wrestled, although I guess you could say I did because I had siblings. Three brothers, no sisters. There was a lot of time wrestling, and with that, there was a lot of time spent by my mother and father in the bedroom on their knees praying for their four kids, that someday they would learn to love each other, which I come to tell you this morning, their prayers have been answered. We dearly love each other. But I probably wasn't the example of congeniality with my siblings when I was a young kid. We were all seemed to be so competitive, and usually when there was an altercation, 75% of the time, I was probably one of them in the altercation. But thank God he forgives us, and we learn from those kinds of things. And like I say, I dearly, dearly love my brothers so much. Thinking about an altercation with someone. Usually, before you have an altercation with someone, you kind of size it up, don't you? You know, if they're a lot bigger than you are, they're a lot stronger than you are, you know, you might say, maybe the best bet here would be to just turn tail and run. Maybe it's not wise to engage in this kind of an altercation or to wrestle with someone like that, or against, I should say, someone like that. Also, you may look and ask yourselves the question, does this one who you are struggling with have your best interest in mind, or they have something else in mind? You know, I would say one we could look at that would be one you would not want to wrestle with would be the devil himself, right? If you and I try to tackle the devil in our own strength, guess who always wins? The devil. Now, if you and I try to tackle the devil with Christ by our side, then the story swings the other direction. So many times you and I are doing that struggle on our own and not with Christ in mind. And it is probably wise for us from time to time, as Scripture sometimes tells us, flee from temptation. Don't jump in and wrestle with it. Run the other direction. But here's another suggestion when it comes with an altercation or a wrestle with someone. Sometimes the subject may have your best interest in mind. Think maybe in terms of parents and children. And when I'm thinking of wrestling, I'm not necessarily talking about a physical wrestling match with your parents. I don't recommend that as a child. And no, I never did that with my parents. But you'd think your parents would have your best interest in mind. If it's your mom or your dad, you may want to hear them out. You may want to hear what they have to say. But you and I, as children, so many times, we have something else in mind. We want things a certain way, and so we resist. We wrestle. I have a suggestion this morning I want to make to you that some of you might struggle with this very suggestion. But I believe the suggestion is absolutely true. And it's this. If it's your Heavenly Father, don't run. It's okay to wrestle sometimes. Hear me out before you go, oh, wrestling. Wrestling with God? Why would anyone want to do that? We've been taught in the church to obey. We've always been taught in the church to obey, to do whatever we're told. That's what we should do. Wrestling with God seems to smack of the desire to disobey, doesn't it? On the surface, it does. Arguing with God seems to be disrespectful. What's the right approach? What's the right approach? Let me talk to you about real relationships and what happens in real relationships. In real relationships, there are disagreements, aren't there? I mean, those you love the most, you have disagreements with them sometimes. Just because you have a disagreement with someone does not mean that you don't love them. It just means you don't see things eye to eye. You want to work it out. There's a verse in Scripture in Proverbs 27:17 that says, iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. There's something about that sometimes when we come sometimes even up against each other and we are working through something. Iron sharpens iron. I want to remind us of something as I get to the meat of this one, which you're waiting for me to get to when it comes to this whole idea, if it's okay to wrestle with God, is I want to remind us of something as we begin to do that, and that is that God is always right. Now, I know in the case of our parents may not always be right, but they're more right than they are wrong. Usually it is the child that's wrong and the parent that's right, but parents aren't perfect, are we? Is there any perfect parent here? Anyone? Okay, there's one. Yeah, two. Two perfect parents in the church. Talk to them. If you have issues, they can solve anything. We aren't perfect parents, but God is. And God's always right. We need to understand that at the beginning of this whole scenario and accept that. But, I say but, just like this one in Scripture in the Old Testament that was wrestling ultimately with God, and there are different commentators that will say different things about this text when it talks about wrestling with the man, and afterwards he says, I've met God face to face, and some might say this could be an incarnate, pre-incarnate contact with Christ Himself. I don't know. I'm not going there this morning except to say that it does say that Jacob wrestled with God. Through the night, Jacob was wrestling with God. He was stubborn. He wanted God to bless him. He was about to encounter Esau. And he wanted to make sure that everything was going to be okay because he was a little afraid of Esau because he had done some things to Esau earlier, underhanded kinds of things with Esau that would give Esau very much cause to want to nail his brother, maybe kill him. Do you remember that whole giving him some stew to eat for a birthright scenario? Well, this is years later, but it's still bugging Esau. Jacob knows that, but he wants to be reunited with his brother, and he wants God to let him know everything's going to be okay. He wants God to bless him. He wants God to be there for him. And so he wrestles all night long trying to get an answer, and he's not really getting much of an answer. When the one who was there, whoever that might be, an absolute, a messenger of God, an angel of God, or God Himself incarnate, or whatever it might have been here, finally it gets to a point where this one does respond to Jacob. And in responding to Jacob, he said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, and that literally means to wrestle with God. That's what the name means, Israel. But in the end, when it came right down to it, Jacob accepted what God said. I want to think about that for a moment. I have people that come into my office from time to time that will tell me that they're upset with God because of something that's happened that they don't understand. And they feel awful about it. I feel like they're a horrible sinner because they're upset with God. And I say to them, there's nothing wrong with being upset with God. That's part of the struggle of trying to find what it is that's going on here and how I can best respond to things that I don't understand right now. To me, in the end, it's kind of like Jacob here. We can struggle with God. We can wrestle with God. But in the end, we have to come down to this. When the struggle is over, and maybe I've got a better understanding, maybe I don't, but I accept whatever it is that God has for me. But it's okay to wrestle with God. I want to point one other thing out here when it comes to this whole idea of wrestle with. That's an important word. With is an important word. There's a difference between wrestling with God and wrestling against God. Think about that for a moment, folks. There's a big difference between wrestling with someone and wrestling against someone. When you're wrestling with someone, that doesn't necessarily mean you're an enemy, right? Just wrestling with someone. To wrestle against someone is, in essence, saying that I don't want whatever it is that you got. And I'm against you. I'm your enemy. But it says in the text here that Jacob didn't wrestle against God, wrestled with God. And you and I in our lives, it's okay to wrestle with God, because I think in wrestling, we understand more in the end. And to me, if I'm wrestling with God, it means I must have a relationship with God. That's a good thing, people. And just like my own human father, if I wrestled with something that he said, my dad still knows that I love him, and I still know that my dad loves me. In that struggle, that doesn't change. Because I'm not wrestling against, I'm wrestling with. Wasn't just Jacob. You think of Job. Job sparred with God too, didn't he? You read the whole book of Job, and Job is questioning God and why all these things are happening. Wouldn't you do the same thing? I think I would. God, why? It keeps coming at me from every angle. Why, God? I'm upset with you. He did spar with God. But when you look at the end of the book of Job, what ends up happening? Job finally does, even though he doesn't understand everything, he finally says what? God, you're God. I'm sorry. Let me just continue to follow you, in my own words. I'm okay. Because I know you still love me, even though I've wrestled with you. You still love me. There are many followers of God and Christ who question God. You can look at Peter and look at Paul and scenarios in their situations as well. But they all had a relationship with God, and when it came right down to it, they settled in on the fact that God is God and God knows best. And in that struggle, you discover it. See, that's the point of the wrestling, is that in the end, you discover what God's ultimate purpose really is. It's okay to wrestle with God. Because wrestling with Him acknowledges something. It acknowledges a relationship exists. It acknowledges we're questioning His direction, but at least we're wondering about His direction, right? That's a good thing, not a bad thing. I might be struggling with God's direction, but I'm struggling with it because I see God perhaps wants me to go here, and I'm not so sure I want to go there. I struggle with it. But in the end, if like Jacob, and if like Job, and if like Peter, and if like Paul, you and I can finally say, okay, God, I understand a little better. Or maybe I don't, but I'll obey. I'll do what you want me to do. We are always seeking answers. Isn't that exactly what God wants from us? Isn't that exactly what God wants from us? And for those who think I can never question God, I can never wrestle with God, I can never do that sort of thing, that's not true. God loves you. And in that struggle and in that questioning, you can come closer to knowing that God is right all the time. Recognize the difference between wrestling with God and disobeying Him. There's a huge difference, folks. There's a huge difference between wrestling with God and disobeying Him. Those are not one and the same. Jacob's intent was to get answers from God, not necessarily get his own way. He wanted answers, and he didn't have the answers, and he struggled with and he wrestled with God. We can question God, but we do have to settle for His answer. His Word is the primary vehicle through which you and I may wrestle, but we should obey. When I look at God's Word and I read all of God's Word, there are some parts and pieces that I may struggle with, but still God's Word. And I may wrestle with it. You ever heard of wrestling with a text? We wrestle with the text and wonder, why, God, do you say this? Why is this going on? I don't understand all of this. Couldn't it be a little bit different? But in the end, we have to understand that God's Word is God's Word. And in the end, I should obey because God is right. The book of Ephesians that was read this morning, it is connected. It's connected in the sense that there was a time when you and I were far away from Him, and now you and I have been brought close to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. There was a time in which we weren't a part of the covenant, and now we are a part of the covenant. Praise be to God. And because we have been brought close to Him, we have access to Him. And because we have access to Him, we can talk to Him, and we can praise Him. And yes, folks, we even at times could even question Him. That's not a sign of disobedience. It's just a struggle. And things happen in our lives sometimes that we just don't understand, and we really, really struggle with it. Folks, it's okay to go to God and say, God, I'm really struggling with this. It doesn't seem to make any sense. I don't know why this would happen to me. I'm really struggling with who you are right now. I'm really struggling with what you're doing in my life right now. I'm really struggling with whatever it is that's going on in my life right now. But in the end, realize that God's got your back. God's right. And you can settle in on that. God does want to be intimate. God does want to be near to us. Because I'll tell you what, you can wrestle with God. But in the end, He wants to hug you. You got that picture? You can wrestle with God, but in the end, God wants to hug you. Say, you're going to be okay. I know you don't get it all. Because I'm the adult in the room and you're the child. But I love you. So, folks, I want to give you permission in your walk with God to sometimes wrestle. It's okay. Say, God, I don't understand. God, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you right now. And as you'll talk through this with God, and struggle through this with God, God knows that even though you're mad at Him, you're His child. But He wants you to understand, you've got to trust me. In the midst of things you don't understand, you just got to trust me. And in that struggle, we are brought closer to Him. And then He just wants to hug us. I hope I freed you up a little bit to realize that you don't have to be a robot and just say yes when inside you're saying no. And you do that as a kid. Mom and Dad say you're sorry to your brother. Sorry. I said, I'm sorry to my brother. But what's going on the inside, I'm still mad as you know what. Let it all out to God. It's okay to struggle. But you're going to have to come to a point in that struggle where you realize that God is still God and God is right all the time. But it was good to get it out. And it brought me closer to Him. Because that's what I want for you. Let's pray. God, thank you. Think that you're a God who's big enough to take all it is that we bring to you. And God, remind us. Clarity for everybody here that what I'm not talking about here is disobeying God. I'm talking about struggling with what it is you want in our lives. It's okay to do that. It's a different story when we disobey you. It's at that point we need to ask for forgiveness so that we can walk right with you. God, we thank you that you are not a vengeful God, but you are a God of grace and mercy. We don't deserve your mercy, but you offer it. especially in a wrestling match, because you could take us down in a moment. But you allow us to struggle so that we can learn. Help us to learn. And we just give you thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.